country hoedown.
Circle it, you get straight up, down south.
Howdy, everybody. This is your old friend Ernest Tubb bidding you welcome for the U.S. Navy at your country hoedown. Oh, everybody's in a happy frame of mind, and there's going to be plenty of good picking and singing for you. And coming on stage right now is the fella who writes them, sings them, and plays them. That old buddy of ours from Kentucky, Merle Travis.
Some people go to school just to learn how to teach. Some people go to school just to learn how to preach. But if you learn to preach by just going to school, be sure that you teach and preach the golden rule, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living, for the good Lord say, that's all. Man come from monkeys, that's what some folks say. But, brother, that good book, it don't just tell it that way. Now, if you believe that monkey tale like some people do, then, brother, I had rather be the monkey than you, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living, for the good Lord say, that's all. Now, a feller that I know, he's a miser man. He keeps on trying to save all the money that he can. But when that old undertaker lets the man down, where's he gonna spend his money? Under the ground, and that's all. And that's all. You better change your way of living, for the good Lord say, that's all. Well, my little song is finished. My little song is through. I didn't necessarily mean to sing the song for you. But if you don't like the way the little song goes, that's a pretty good sign. I've been a-tromping on your toes, and that's all. That's all. You better change your way of living, for the good Lord say, that's all. And that's all.
Oh, Merle, it sure is good to have you back, paying us a return visit here to Country Hoedown.
And I'm mighty proud to return, Ernest.
Well, what you been doing since we last heard from you, buddy? Writing more music, I suppose.
Yep, you're right. Matter of fact, the kids on the ranch next to mine give me a nickname. They call me a musical inventor.
Well, I do admire inventors. You know, I hear that right now scientists are working on an invention to send man flying into the air under his own power.
Oh, shucks, they have it now.
Yeah?
They're called women drivers.
Well, after that joke, Merle, you'd better grab that guitar of yours and sort of redeem yourself, buddy.
Supposing I give the folks Gus Kahn's wonderful song, I'll See You in My Dreams. Thank you.
You know, every time I pick up the paper, I notice, and I'm sure you young fellows do too, that it's specialist wanted. Specialist in this and specialist in that. Well, how does a fellow become a specialist? By training and working alongside other specialists. In today's modern Navy, each Navy man is a highly skilled specialist, filling a responsible position on an important team. Navy training will make you a skilled specialist in one of over 60 different trades. And if you're ambitious, you'll have plenty of opportunity for advancement. So throw away those help-wanted ads and visit your Navy recruiter. He'll tell you how you can become a skilled technician in the Navy. And now, Merle, what do you think we ought to do next, buddy?
Well, let's you get into the show, Ernest Tubb.
Okay, okay. This might be a good time to fill a request. Some folks have asked for one called Answer the Phone. I've called and I've called you, buddy. Each time I phone, they always tell me that you're not at home. I've written you letters and knocked at your door, but don't worry, darling, I won't bother you anymore. So answer the phone when it rings, darling, and if somebody knocks, let them in. You don't have to be afraid that it's me, 'cause I'll never bother you again. I'll do it pretty, Billy.
That song you was talking about, the advantages of a Navy career, reminds me of a guy I talked to just yesterday. He finished high school last June, but says as far as a career goes, he just been on sort of a merry-go-round. Can't seem to get pointed in the right direction.
I know what you mean, Merle. You know, riding a merry-go-round is fun, but it gets you nowhere. If a fella is smart, he knows where he's going and how to get there. That's why it pays to join the Navy. You don't go around in circles, but you'll travel to faraway places. You'll learn a skill that will be yours for the rest of your life.
And they draw good pay at the same time you put yourself in line for those retirement benefits.
You're so right, Merle. So fellas, reach for that brass ring of opportunity. See your Navy recruiter and join the Navy. Now, Merle, you promised us another one of your original songs, so let's have it.
Here's one I wrote. It's called I'm a Pilgrim.
I am a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this wearisome land. And I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord. And it's not, good Lordy, and it's not, not made by hand. I'm looking for a letter from my mother. And I hope that letter's on this train. I'm looking for a letter from my mother, good Lord. And I hope, Lordy, and I hope I ain't looking in vain. As I go down to that old river of Jordan, just to bathe my weary soul. If I could touch but just the hem of his garment, good Lord, will I believe, Lordy, I believe that it would make me whole.
Folks, we sure won't say thanks to our ambassador of goodwill from the San Fernando Valley, Mr. Merle Travis, for all his fine music at Country Hoedown.
The pleasure was all mine, Ernest. I always get a kick out of assisting the United States Navy Recruiting Service. They're a fine bunch of men doing a wonderful job. So long, Ernest, and so long, everybody.
Just about wraps it up for this time at Country Hoedown, sent your way as a public service feature of this station. We'll be around this way again real soon with such well-known personalities as Tex Williams, Rusty Draper, Carolina Cotton, Smiley Burnett, Tex Ritter, and oh my goodness, just many, many others. Meanwhile, this is Ernest Tubbs speaking on behalf of the U.S. Navy and wishing you the very best of everything and reminding you to see your local Navy recruiter just as soon as you can, because there's a very special, important job waiting just for you, no matter what kind of work you do, when you join the Navy.